Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
This morning, we'd like to turn our attention to the book of Lamentations.
早上我们一同来读耶利米哀歌。
Lamentations chapter 3, we want to read from verse 19 to 26.
早上我们要来一同读耶利米哀歌第三章十九节到二十六节。
Lamentations chapter 3, verse 19 to 26.
耶利米哀歌第三章十九到二十六节。
Remember my afflictions and my wandering, the wormwood and bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases.For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him. It is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord.
三章第十九节，耶和华啊，求你纪念我如阴沉和苦胆的困苦窘迫，我心想念这些，就在里面忧闷。我想起这事，心里就有指望。我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。每早晨，这都是新的。你的诚实极其广大，我心里说，耶和华是我的份，因此我要仰望他。凡等候耶和华心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。人仰望耶和华，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。
Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful before you.
亲爱的天父，在您面前我们心中何等的感恩。
And this morning, we want to bring together the sacrifice of thanksgiving to you.
早上我们愿一同以感恩为祭献上给你。
It is your new mercy that we can gather today.
是因着您的怜悯，好叫我们今天能够相聚。
Your loving kindness indeed never ceases.
您的慈爱永远长存。
Your compassion never fails.
您的恩惠永不失败。
Great is your faithfulness.
您的信实何其广大。
The Lord is our portion.
耶和华是我们的份。
Therefore, I have hope in you.
因此，在你里面我有指望。
We pray this morning we become those who wait for you.
我们愿祷告，早上我们是这一群等候您所。
We wait silently for the salvation of the Lord.
我们安静等候耶和华的救恩。
We pray for your anointing for this hour.
我们祷告您的恩膏能够膏抹这个时间。
We pray for your anointing for anointing the next hours.
我们也祷告您的恩膏膏抹下面的时间。
We pray for your anointing for each household.
我们也为着祷告每一家都蒙您的恩膏。
For each brother and sisters.
每一个弟兄姐妹。
So we will receive that your loving kindness and your compassion today.
好叫我们今天能够得着您的慈爱和您的恩惠。
We commit this hour into your hands.
愿把下面的时间交在您的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Brother and sister, this morning we want to fellowship around the few verses in Lamentations.
弟兄姐妹，早上我们愿就着耶利米哀歌这几节来交通。
And we all agree that we live in a time of trouble.
我想我们都知道现在我们是活在一个患难当中。
And psalmists always describe the time of trouble as night.
那诗人们常常把患难比作夜晚。
And the hope of deliverance comes in the morning.
得救的指望就在早晨将要到来。
Therefore, we all remember that famous verses in Psalms that weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning.
所以我们都记得在诗篇当中有这样著名的一节，就是一宿虽有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。
But there is something that we can only do in the night.
但在晚上的时候，只有一些事情是我们能够做的。
There are something that we can only do in the night, but we cannot do in the morning.
有一些事是只有我们在晚上才能做，但在早上是做不了的。
We can only see stars in the night.
只有在晚上我们才能够看到星星。
In fact, stars look brighter in the night.
事实上在夜晚的时候星星看起来更加的明亮。
Brothers and sisters, this is the time for us to look at in the sky for the stars.
弟兄姐妹，现在是一个时候我们要看向天，在其中寻找那星星。
Our brother Job went through a very dark night.
我们的弟兄约伯他曾经过一个非常黑的夜。
He did nothing wrong, but in a few days, he lost everything.
他虽没有做错什么，但在几天之内，他就失去了一切所有的。
He did not know what he was afflicted so severely.
他并不知道为何受苦如此严重。
His three friends came to help him.
他有三个朋友来帮助他。
And explained to him why he was afflicted.
向他解释为何受苦。
The more he heard from his friend,The darker the night became.
但当他越多从朋友那里听到各种解释的时候，他的夜好像越来越深。
Suddenly the Lord spoke out of the whirlwind.
但那时耶和华从旋风中回答约伯。
The word of the Lord like the shining stars in the sky.
主的话就如天空中的明星般闪耀。
After seeing the stars.
当他看到这明星的时候。
Job said, I have heard of you.By the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
约伯就说，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
Through Job's afflictions, God opened his eyes to see himself.
借着约伯的困苦，神打开了约伯的眼睛，让他能够看见神的自己。
Brother and sister, let's not waste this precious time of trouble.
弟兄姐妹，让我们不要浪费此刻这宝贵的患难。
Let's look in the sky for the brightest stars.
让我们看向天，能够找到那最亮的明星。
Lamentation was written by Jeremiah.
哀歌是耶利米所写的。
After Israel had been taken captive, and Jerusalem had become desolate.
这是在以色列人被掳，耶路撒冷成为荒场之后。
It was the darkest hour in Old Testament history.
这是在旧约时代最黑暗的时刻。
Jeremiah sat and wept over Israel and Jerusalem.
耶利米就坐下为着以色列和耶路撒冷哀哭。
He reflected upon his 40 years of ministry.
他思想自己40年的服事。
You know, Jeremiah began his ministry at a very young age.
耶利米在很年轻的时候就开始了他的服事。
He served together with the very young king Josiah.
他一开始就与约西亚王一起一同的来服事。
Both of them are at their 20s.
他们两人不过20岁上下。
And King Josiah turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his mind, with all his might.
他和约西王就一起尽心尽性尽力的来归向耶和华。
Before him there was no king like him, nor did any like him arise after him.
在他之前没有王像他，在他以后也没有兴起一个王如他。
So the beginning of Jeremiah's ministry was very exciting.
所以耶利米开始服事的时候是非常的兴奋的。
Because he served with the king who turned his heart to the Lord.
因为他是与一位王愿意归向耶和华一同能够来服事。
So he began his career at the mountaintop.
所以他的服事是在山顶开始的。
But later, he served four other kings.
但之后他又服侍了另外四位王。
And they all turned against the Lord.
他们都是背离耶和华的。
And entire situation of Judah and Jerusalem and went downhill year after year.
一年又一年过去，整个犹大和整个耶路撒冷他们的光景就一年比一年更差。
And in the 11th year of Zedekiah, the nation of Judah was destroyed and the people were taken captive.
在西底家王第十一年，犹大国就被毁，民就被掳到了巴比伦。
Nothing devastates a prophet more than the destruction of Jerusalem.
没有什么比耶路撒冷被毁更能摧毁一个先知。
Because the Old Testament prophets.View Jerusalem as an everlasting pride, a joy from generation to generation.
因为在旧约时代，先知们以耶和华、以耶路撒冷为他们永远的荣华，成为累代的喜乐。
When they saw the destruction of Jerusalem, the heart of Jeremiah was broken.
当看到耶路撒冷被加勒底人所毁的时候，耶利米的心也彻底的被粉碎。
That was the background of Lamentations.
这就是耶利米哀歌的背景。
Therefore, in verse 19,
所以在第十九节的时候，我们看到
，And Jeremiah wrote, "Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and the bitterness."
耶利米如此说：“求你纪念我如阴沉和苦胆的困苦窘迫。”
Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me.
我心想念这些，就在里面忧闷。
And then for those years, his eye wept for his people.
在那些年间，他的眼就为着他的民在这里流泪。
He saw the desolation of God's people.
他看到神的子民的荒凉。
He saw the desolation of Jerusalem.
他看到耶路撒冷的荒凉。
He saw the enemy has prevailed against over Israel.
他看到这些仇敌就胜过了以色列。
But the comforter was far from them.
但那安慰者却离他甚远。
Without the comforter, who can restore his soul?
若没有那安慰者，谁能救他的性命呢？
Jeremiah found himself in a hopeless state.
耶利米就发现自己在一个绝望的光景。
For this reason, he wept. His eyes run down with waters.
为着这些原因，他就哭泣，眼泪汪汪。
He asked the Lord to remember his affliction and his wandering, his wormwood and bitterness.
他就求主纪念他如阴沉和苦胆般的困苦窘迫。
His soul bowed down within him.
他里面忧闷。
He found himself in a very dark night.
他就发现自己是在一个非常黑的夜里面。
But there is a verse 21.
但是我们却看到有21节。
This I recall to my mind.
我想起这事。
Therefore I have hope.
心里就有指望。
Verse 121 is one of those hidden verses in the scriptures.
21节这里是那些隐藏的章节当中的一篇。
It is hidden because all the attention has been given to the verse 22, 23, 24.
它是隐藏的，因为我们常常关注的是22、23和24节。
I think every one of you remember 22, 23, 24 by heart.
我想你们在心里都深深能够记得22、23和24节。
We have songs written for them.
我们有的诗歌就是就着这些经节所写的。
But we do not know verse 21.
但是我们却不熟悉21节。
21 has been hidden.
21节是隐藏的。
Is there any song written for verse 20-21?
有没有什么诗歌是为着20-21节所写的呢？
I wish someday there would be a sister or a brother find inspiration to write a song for verse 20 and 21.
我盼望有一天有弟兄或姐妹能够被激动，为着20和21节来写一首诗歌。
Because verse 21 is the turning point of this chapter.
因为21节是整章当中那个扭转的点。
The word recall can also be translated as turn.
这想起这个词也能够被翻译成转向。
There is something significant happening in verse 21.
有一件伟大的事在21节发生。
Jeremiah turned his attention away from the environment and pay attention to what's inside of him.
耶利米把他的心思从周围所发生的一切转移开，而转向他里面的一些事。
In his darkest hour, Jeremiah discovered the brightest stars in the sky.
在那最黑的夜中，耶利米却发现了那在天上最闪亮的明星。
And the brightest star are described in verse 22, 23, and 24.
这明星就在22、23和24节被描述出来。
Brothers and sisters, there is a purpose for a dark night.
弟兄姐妹，这黑夜是有一个目的在其中的。
The dark night enables us to see the greatest revelations about the hope.
那这黑夜就能够让我们看到关乎指望那最大的复兴。
Therefore, this morning, we want to come together to share about the greatest hope revealed to Jeremiah.
所以早上我们一同来愿意看向耶利米所启示的这伟大的盼望。
We pray the Lord through the afflictions, we all will receive a future and a hope.
愿我们祷告从主那里我们都能够得着那末后的指望。
If we look at those three verses,
若我们一同来看这三节的话，
we discover there are five pillars of hope.
我们就看到这指望有五个柱石。
These five pillars of hope are like the five brightest stars in the sky.
这指望的五个柱石就如天上五个明星一般。
Every one of us will need to embrace these five brightest stars.
我们每一位都应该来拥抱这五个明星。
The five pillars of our hope.
就是我们指望的五个柱石。
If we have these five pillars of hope, nothing can touch us anymore.
若我们有这指望的五个柱石，没有什么能够来影响我们。
The first pillars,
第一个柱石。
The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease.
耶和华的慈爱永远长存。
There is another translation of this sentence that translates this way. It is of Jehovah's loving kindness. We are not consumed.
那这句话我们所熟悉的翻译是这样讲，我们不至消灭是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱。
If God deal with us according to our iniquities, where would we be?
若神照着我们的过犯来待我们，我们会在哪里呢？
We all would be dead.
我们都要死亡。
This is what we deserve.
这是我们所配得的。
But it is the loving kindness of the Lord that we are not consumed.
但是因着主耶和华诸般的慈爱，我们不至消灭。
We're not consumed today because the Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases.
我们不至消灭，是因耶和华的慈爱永远长存。
Brother and sister, do you know there is a word that goes with loving kindness most frequently in the scriptures?
弟兄姐妹，你们知道吗？在圣经当中提到耶和华的慈爱，常常有另外一个词与它一同相伴。
Always go together.
这两个词都是在一起出现的。
They go together 46 times.
他们在一起出现有46次。
Anyone would like to guess what is that word?
那大家愿意来猜这个词是什么吗？
You are not here, so I can't see, I can't hear you.
你们不在这里，所以我也看不到你们，也听不到你们。
But I believe some of you know.
那我相信你们是知道的。
The word is everlasting.
这个词就是永远长存。
The everlasting and loving kindness, they are together 46 times in the scriptures.
在圣经当中，慈爱和永远长存这两个词在一起出现有46次。
If you open to Psalm 136,
如果你打开诗篇136篇的话，
There are 26 verses.
有26节。
And this, the phrase, appear 26 times.
那这个词组在一起就出现了26次。
For his loving kindness is everlasting.
因他的慈爱永远长存。
So brother and sister, we should all remember this phrase.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们都应该记着这一个词。
For his loving kindnessIs everlasting.
因他的慈爱永远长存。
We pray Holy Spirit would inscribe this phrase in our heart.
我们祷告愿圣灵把这句话印在我们心中。
No matter what happened in our life,
无论在我们生活当中发生什么，
we have a pillar in our hands.
我们在手中有这样一个柱石。
For His loving kindness is everlasting.
因他的慈爱永远长存。
This is the pillar of hope for Jeremiah.
这就是耶利米所得那指望的柱石。
This was the pillar that sustained Jeremiah for 40 years.
也是这个柱石能够支撑耶利米度过这40年。
Serving King Josiah was exciting and fun.
来服侍约西亚王是非常让人兴奋和激动的。
But serving Jehoiakim and Zechariah was very difficult.
但要来服侍约哈斯、约雅敬、约雅金和西底家是非常困难的。
How could Jeremiah continue to serve for all these years?
耶利米如何能够持续服侍这许多年呢？
He knew the Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases.
因为他知道耶和华的慈爱永远长存。
He even reminded the people with his own word.
他用自己的话这样来提醒以色列人。
He said, God have loved you with an everlasting love.
他说神说我以永远的爱爱你。
Therefore, Jeremiah had never given up on God's people.
因此耶利米从来没有放下神的子民。
Even after they are, have been taken captive.
即便他们被掳之后。
Brother and sister, we must know this pillar of hope.
弟兄姐妹，我们要来知道这一个指望的柱石。
The enemy will shake us any chance he got.
仇敌要借着任何的机会来这里震动我们。
Especially if we want to serve him.
特别当我们想要来服侍神的时候。
This happened to everyone who have desire to serve the Lord.
每一个有心愿来侍奉神的都要如此。
If you don't serve the Lord, everything is smooth.
好像我们不服侍主，凡事都顺利。
If you start serving the Lord, all hell breaks loose.
好像你一起来服侍神就要天塌地陷。
If we cannot overcome this initial shaking, we can never serve the Lord.
若我们不能够来胜过这一开始的震动的话，我们没有办法来服侍神。
How can we overcome these shakings?
我们如何能够来胜过这些震动呢？
We must anchor ourselves to a pillar that is unshakable.
我们要把自己当作锚抛在那不可震动的柱石上。
His loving kindness indeed never cease is the pillar of our hope.
他的慈爱永远长存就是我们那指望的柱石。
For the mountains may be removed and the hills may shake, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you and my covenant of peace will not be shaken.
大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不离开你，我平安的约也不迁移。
When we hold on to this pillar of hope, the covenant of peace will be in our heart.
当我们持守住这指望的柱石时，那平安的约也就在我们心中。
This is the first pillar.
这是第一个柱石。
The second pillar is.
第二个柱石。
For his compassions never fail.
他的怜悯不至断绝。
Did Jeremiah fail?In his ministry.
耶利米在他的服事当中失败了吗?
On the surface, he seems to fail.
表面看来他似乎是失败了。
Because the people of Judah never heed his prophecies.
因为犹大的人从来不留意他的预言。
But if you read the genealogy of our Lord Jesus,
但若你来读耶稣主耶稣的家谱的话,
you will find a person called Jeconia,On the genealogy of Jesus.
你就看到在主耶稣的家谱当中有一个人叫耶哥尼亚。
Jeconia is Jehoiakim.
耶哥尼亚就是约雅金。
But we all knew that Jehoiakim did evil in the sight of the Lord.
但我们都知道约雅金所行是耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And because of this, God brought the king Nebuchadnezzar and besiege the city.
那因此神就让尼布甲尼撒王来围困这城。
But in that darkest hour of Jehoiakim,
但在约雅金最困难的那个黑夜，
he turned, obeyed the word of Jeremiah and surrendered to the king Nebuchadnezzar.
他就回转顺从了耶利米的话投降巴比伦王。
This is sometimes kind of overlooked by us.
这有时是我们所忽略的。
But that is very significant.
但这是非常重要的。
That's the sentence verse 21.
这个就在21节当中讲到。
In his darkest hour, Jehoiakim turned to the Lord.
在他最黑的夜当中他回转归向了耶和华。
And the same situation occurred to Zechariah.
同样的情况也发生在西底家王的身上。
But Zedekiah did not turn to the Lord.
但西底家却没有回转归向主。
Therefore, they have very different results.
所以他们有完全不同的结果。
Not only that, Jehoiakim became the father of Shealtiel.
不仅如此，约雅金也成为了撒拉铁的父亲。
And Shealtiel, the father of Zerubbabel.
撒拉铁就成了所罗巴伯的父亲。
Zerubbabel led the remnant back to Jerusalem.
那所罗巴伯就带着以色列的移民回到了耶路撒冷。
Jeremiah did not fail.
耶利米并没有失败。
God's compassions were upon Jehoiakim in his darkest hours.
因为在约雅金最难的时候，最黑的夜，神的怜悯却一直在他身上。
His compassion did not fail.
他的怜悯不至断绝。
His compassion never fail.
他的怜悯不至断绝。
Brother and sister, the gifts of prophecy will be done away some days.
弟兄姐妹，这些先知的预言总要在一天实现。
The tongues will cease some days.
这个先知讲道之能终归无有。
The knowledge will be done away.
方言之能终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。
But love never fails.
但爱是永不止息。
Brother and sister, do you remember what brought us the victory on the cross of Calvary?
弟兄姐妹，你们知道是什么把那十字架上的得胜带给我们吗？
It's not the gifts.
不是恩赐。
It was not the tongues.
也不是方言。
It was not the knowledge.
也不是知识。
What brought us the victory on the cross is His compassion.
是他的怜悯将十字架上的得胜带给我们。
His compassion prevailed on the cross of Calvary.
他的怜悯在加略山的十字架上得胜。
His compassion never failed.
他的怜悯不至断绝。
Brother and sister, this is the second pillar of our hope.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们指望的第二个柱石。
Everything will fail.
凡事都会失败。
Everything that's around us will fail some days.
在我们周围一切的事，终有一天都要失败。
It is recorded in the Bible.
在圣经当中如此的记载。
But there's one thing that will never fail.
但有一件事是不至断绝的。
His compassions.Never fail.
就是他的怜悯不至断绝。
This is the second pillar.
这是我们指望的第二个柱石。
Not only we have a pillar telling us the loving kindness indeed never cease.
那现在我们有一个柱石告诉我们神的慈爱永远长存。
We have the second pillar that his compassion never fail.
我们有着第二个柱石，就是他的怜悯不至断绝。
Now let's turn to the third pillar.
那现在让我们来看第三个柱石。
Not only they indeed never cease, they never fail, they are new every morning.
不仅它永远长存，不至断绝，每早晨还都是新的。
Can we think of anything that is new every morning?
我们能否想象一件事情是每早晨都是新的？
Of course, there are many things that are new every morning.
是的，每早晨都是新的，有很多事情。
But there's something that we all knew that is new every morning.
有一件事是我们都熟悉，每早晨又都是新的。
The dew on the grass is new every morning.
就是草上的露水，每早晨都是新的。
The dew on the grass today was not the dew on the grass yesterday.
今天早晨在草上的露水，不是昨天早晨在草上的露水。
It's not the same dew that was there yesterday.
不是昨天那个旧的露水。
It was indeed new every morning.
它实在每早晨都是新的。
The loving kindness and compassions of the Lord are like dew.
神的慈爱和怜悯就好如那露水一般。
They are new every morning.
每早晨都是新的。
We know the dew, comes from the moistures in the air.
我们知道露水是来自于水空气当中的水分。
The moisture is always in the air.
这水分总是在空气当中。
It was in the air today. It was in the air yesterday.
今天昨天这水分都在空气当中。
It will be there tomorrow.
明天也会如此。
It was the same way. The loving kindness and compassion of the Lord were with us yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
同样的，神的怜悯和他的慈爱，昨日、今日、明日也都预知与我们同在。
But in the morning, when the temperature dropped to a point,
但当早上温度降低到一个程度的时候
，the moisture condenses into water droplets on the grass.
那这水分就凝结成为水珠，落在了这个草上。
And the dew on the grass.It's new every morning.
所以在草上的露水每早晨都是新的。
Similarly, the Lord's loving kindness is like that.
同样的，神的慈爱也是如此。
It never ceases.
它永远长存。
It never fails.
它永不断绝。
But it can condense upon us every single morning.
每早晨它都能够凝结汇聚到我们身上。
But when how the loving kindness and compassion of the Lord condense upon us in the morning.
那什么时候又怎样让神的怜悯、神的慈爱能够凝结落在我们身上呢？
How can we experience what the psalmist experienced, that shout of joy in the morning?
我们如何能够来如同诗人一同经历那早晨的欢呼呢？
What is our mood every morning?
我们早上是如何的呢？
Do we have that shout of joy in the morning?
我们早上是否有这样的欢呼呢？
Can we all start with the day with the shout of joy?
我们早上是否都能够以一个欢呼来开启我们一天呢？
How can we have that shout of joy in the morning?
我们如何在早晨能够得着这欢呼呢？
No matter what happened the night before,
无论昨日昨夜所发生的是什么。
How can we allow the loving kindness and compassion of the Lord condense upon us in the morning?
我们如何能够让神的慈爱和他的怜悯在早上凝结落在我们身上呢？
This condensation of his loving kindness and his passions upon us occur when we worship him in the morning and we feast upon his word in the morning.
就是当我们早晨能够来敬拜他、思想他的话语的时候，他的慈爱和他的恩惠就能够凝结落在我们身上。
In the wilderness, God provides manna for Israelites every morning.
在旷野的时候，神每早晨就为以色列人预备玛拿。
But they had to step out of their camp.
但他们要出离自己的帐篷。
And gather the manna for the day.
能够来收集一天所用的玛拿。
They had to do that each and every day.
他们每一日都要如此。
The manna were out there.
玛拿就在营外。
But they have to step out of their tent and gather those manna themselves.
但他们要出离帐篷，能够自己去采集这些玛拿。
And the manna provided to them were new every morning.
那所供给给他们的玛拿每早晨都是新的。
Brothers and sistersThis is how we can experience that His mercies, His love were new every morning.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们如何能够来经历他的慈爱和他的怜悯，每早晨都是新的。
Oftentimes, we do not experience this newness of His loving kindness.
常常我们经历不到他的慈爱的那个新鲜。
Because we didn't step out of the tent.
因为我们没有走出自己的帐篷。
The manna was out there.
这玛拿就在外边。
But we stay in the tent.
但我们却住在帐篷里。
We didn't go out.
我们没有出去。
We did not gather.
我们也没有去收集。
The manna only lasts for a day.
这玛拿只够一日所用。
Therefore, the manna you gather on Sunday will not be there on Monday.
所以你周日所收集的这些玛拿在周一就没有了。
The manna you gather this morning will not be there tomorrow morning.
你今天早晨所收集的玛拿明日早晨就不在那里了。
Tomorrow morning you have to step out of the tent to gather the manna for tomorrow.
明日早晨你要再出走出帐篷来收集明天所用的玛拿。
If you gather your manna on a daily basis,
如果你每早晨都来收集玛拿，
then the loving kindness and compassion are new every morning.
那神的慈爱和他的怜悯每早晨都是新鲜的。
Then you will be satisfied that day.
所以那一天你就得饱足。
You don't find the reason to argue with your spouse anymore.
你就再找不着借口和你的配偶来这里理论。
There's nothing big enough.Worth your effort to argue anymore.
没有什么是足够让你再花时间为他来争吵的。
Because the loving kindness and the compassion of the Lord are new that morning.
因为在那一个早晨，神的怜悯和他的慈爱是新的。
With that new loving kindness and the compassion, that's sufficient for the day.
神那天早晨所供应那新的怜悯和慈爱是够你一天所用的。
But on the next day, you need to step out of your tent again.
那第二天，明天你要再出来出离自己的帐篷。
Because there will be manna out there tomorrow again.
因为明天外面又有玛拿。
There are plentiful for everyone.
那外面有足够众人所用的。
We will never be able to exhaust all the manna.
我们永远用不尽这些玛拿。
But we have to step out of our tent to gather the manna we need for the day.
但我们要每早晨走出自己的帐篷来收集一天所用的玛拿。
Brothers and sisters, this is very foundational.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常基础的。
But this is also very vital for us.
这同时对我们来说也是非常重要的。
Loving kindness and compassion are always there.
慈爱和恩典永远怜悯都在那里。
The demonstration, is the manna on the ground everywhere.
那我们所能这正显明就在于玛拿在外这个营外的各处。
But we did not step out and gather them.
但我们却没有走出帐篷去收集他们。
Therefore, we can only remember the taste of manna that we gather on Sunday.
所以我们好像只能够记着在主日我们所得的那一点玛拿的味道。
That is not sufficient.
但那是不够的。
New every morning.
每早晨都是新的。
They are new every morning.
他们每早晨都是新的。
Brothers and sisters, let's encourage one another.
弟兄姐妹，让我们彼此鼓励。
During this time,
在这样的一个时间
we cannot do many things.
我们没有什么太多可做的。
But there's no restriction to step out of your tent to gather manna.
但却没有人限制你能够走出自己的帐篷去收集玛拿。
So we can all experience as a family or as individual, they are new every morning.
所以我们或个人或以家庭都能够一同来经历，就是这些每早晨都是新的。
That's the third pillar.
这是第三个柱石。
The fourth pillar.Great is your faithfulness.
第四个柱石，你的诚实极其广大。
How could Jeremiah serve so faithfully?
耶利米如何能够忠心的来侍奉呢？
The king he served were not faithful.
他所侍奉的王并不忠心。
The priests he served together were not faithful.
与他一同服侍的祭司也并不忠心。
The prophets he served together were false prophets.
那他与他一同侍奉的这些先知都是假先知。
The leaders of Judah were not faithful.
犹大的首领也不忠心。
The people of Judah were not faithful.
犹大的众民也不忠心。
So how could Jeremiah be faithful?
但耶利米如何能忠心呢？
So how can a person to serve the Lord faithfully and among the unfaithful?
那一个人如何能够这样的忠心来服侍神？当他周围的一切的人都是如此的不忠心呢？
Brother and sister, we by our nature are unfaithful.
弟兄姐妹，照着我们自己里面的人，自然的人，我们都是不忠心的。
Even when we are committed to doing something,
即便我们承诺要做什么。
When we first have first, challenges, we withdraw our commitment.
那当我们遇到那第一个困难的时候，我们就要撤回自己的承诺。
So for us to stay,Faithful, we must hold on to something that cannot be shaken.
所以若要让我们忠心，我们一定要抓住那一件不可被摇动的。
We need to have something that is faithful.
我们需要有一些那是忠心的。
Because we are all faithless.
因为我们本都是不忠心的。
We don't need to, beat around the bushes. We have to confess that we are faithless.
我们不需要来彼此低看，我们只要来承认这一点，我们都是没有忠心的。
Thank the Lord, He remains faithful.
感谢神，他是忠心的。
For He cannot deny Himself.
因为他不能背乎自己。
God is faithful to Himself.
神向着他自己是信实的。
And He cannot deny Himself.
他没有办法背乎自己。
Thank the Lord, He remains faithful.
我们感谢神，他仍是可信的。
His faithfulness is the pillar.
他的信实、诚实就是我们的柱石。
So when we serve the Lord, we can only look at the faithful one.
所以当我们来服侍神的时候，我们只能看这一位信实诚实的。
When we serve the Lord, we cannot look to others.
当我们来服侍神的时候，我们不能看向彼此。
If we look to the Lord only, then we can serve faithfully.
若我们单单来看主的话，我们就能够忠心的来侍奉。
If we look at the people around us, nobody can serve him faithfully.
若我们看向周围的人的话，没有一个人能够来忠心的服侍神。
So what does faithfulness mean?
所以诚实或信实是什么意思呢？
Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass.
那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
God himself will bring it to pass.
神自己必成就这事。
This is faithfulness.
这就是信实。
Jeremiah could not bring it to pass.
耶利米没有办法让这事成就。
Jeremiah could not bring Israelites back to Jerusalem.
耶利米没有办法把以色列人带回耶路撒冷。
But the Lord could bring it to pass.
但神能够让这事成就。
This is the secret of services.
这就是侍奉当中的秘诀。
This is the most important secret of all the spiritual services.
这是一切属灵侍奉当中最重要的秘诀。
Which is only the Lord can bring it to pass.
就是唯有神能够让这事成就。
We are worthy vessels.
我们不过是器皿。
We cannot bring anything to pass.
我们没有办法成就任何事。
If we believe we can bring something to pass,
若我们相信我们能够成就一些事的话
we will fail in our services.
我们在服侍当中就一定会失败。
We will be frustrated very soon.
我们很快就会精疲力尽。
In the darkest hour of Jeremiah's life, he declared, "Great is thy faithfulness."
在耶利米侍奉最黑暗的时刻，他在这里宣称，你的诚实极其广大。
This is our pillar of hope.
这就是我们指望的柱石。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
让我们坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
There are so many things that we are unable to do.
有太多的事是我们所不能做的。
You know, we all experience this now.
现在我们所在经历的就是这样。
We all agree that we cannot bring many things to pass.
我们要不得不承认，我们没有办法成就很多事情。
Nobody can say how he can bring the virus to pass.
没有人能够来说如何来除灭这个病毒。
But Lord is faithful.
但神是信实的。
Only the Lord can bring these things to pass.
唯有神能够成就这事。
And this is our confession.
这是我们里面深深的坦白。
This is the pillars.
这也是这柱石。
The fifth pillar.
第五个柱石。
The Lord is my portion.
耶和华是我的份。
The Lord is my portion, says my soul.
我心里说耶和华是我的份。
The soul of Jeremiah was in tremendous suffering after captivity.
耶利米的心在被掳之后，在极大的患难当中。
The city of Jerusalem was destroyed.
耶路撒冷被毁。
The temple was destroyed.
圣殿也被毁。
The people were taken captive.
民都被掳了。
All the treasures of the house of the Lord and all the vessels of gold and were taken to Babylon.
神殿里的一切财宝和一切的金器全都被带到巴比伦。
What a suffering!
何等的患难。
But in suffering, Jeremiah writes and say, "The Lord is my portion."
但在这样的患难当中，耶利米起来说：“耶和华是我的份。”
Therefore, I have hope in Him.
因此在他里面我有指望。
Brother and sister, everything may go.
弟兄姐妹，凡事都要过去。
But there is one.Who will never go.
但有一位是永远不会消失的。
And the one is our Lord Jesus.
那就是我们的主耶稣。
We may lose everything.
我们可能会失去一切的事情。
Indeed, there are many today have lost everything.
事实上，今天有很多很多人，他们已经失去了一切所有。
They lost everything in 5 weeks.
在五周之内，他们失去了一切所有的。
There are 22 million jobs lost in the last 5 weeks.
在过去五周当中，有2200万人失去了工作。
Normally, it will take a decade to create 22 million of jobs.
常常需要10年才能够来有这么多的工作岗位。
But we lost all of them in the past 5 weeks.
但在过去五周之内，我们就失去了所有的。
Everything may go.
一切都将过去。
Everything may go quickly.
一切事情很快都会过去。
The market value of Shell declined more than $100 billion in 5 weeks.
在五周之内，壳牌的市值在这样的短的时间内下跌了1000亿元。
$100 billion in 5 weeks.
五周之内下跌1000亿元。
Every company in the energy sector is cutting back because of that.
每一个在能源上的公司都因此而缩减。
We may even lose our job.
我们可能会失去自己的工作。
When we lose our job, it does feel like losing everything, isn't it?
当我们失去了工作的时候，就好像失去了一切所有的，是不是呢？
Indeed, we may lose everything.
是的，我们可能会失去一切所有的。
Yet the Lord is still our portion.
但耶和华仍是我们的份。
Therefore, we have hope.
因此，我们要仰望他。
Our hope is not our environment.
我们的指望不是我们的环境。
Our hope is not in the things we can see.
我们的指望也不在乎眼所见的。
Our hope is not our jobs.
我们的指望也不在乎我们的工作。
Our hope is in Him.
我们的指望在他自己。
When the Lord is our portion,
当耶和华是我们的份的时候，
we hold fast a pillar that is unshakable.
我们就牢牢抓住这一个不可震动的柱石。
This is the fifth pillar.
这是第五个柱石。
Brother and sister, these are five pillars.Of hope.
弟兄姐妹，这就是指望的五个柱石。
Loving kindness indeed never cease.
他的慈爱永远长存。
His compassion never fail.
他的怜悯不至断绝。
Great is thy faithfulness.
你的信实极其广大。
The Lord is my portion.
耶和华是我的份。
Brother and sister, how can we hold fast the confessionsOf our hope.
弟兄姐妹，我们如何能够来持守我们所承认的指望？
Verse 25, the Lord is good to those who wait for him.
25节，凡等候耶和华，心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。
To the person who seeks him.
凡寻求他的，必施恩给他。
It is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord.
人仰望耶和华，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。
We thank the Lord for this wonderful verses.
我们为着这样一个奇妙的章节感谢神。
But how can we practically hold fast the confessions of our hope in our daily livings?
但在我们日常的生活当中，如何能够在实际当中坚守我们所承认的指望呢？
How should we face the dark hours in our life?
我们如何来面对在我们生活当中的黑夜呢？
Jeremiah said, "The Lord is good to those who wait for Him."
耶利米说，神向着那寻求他的必施恩给他。
Francis, now we cannot go to work anymore.
弟兄姐妹，因为我们没有办法再去工作。
We cannot go to gym anymore.
我们也没有办法去健身房。
Then we cannot go to others' houses anymore.
我们也没有办法去别人家里。
But now is perfect time for us to wait before the Lord.
现在就是那最好的时间，让我们能够来等候耶和华。
Waiting before the Lord is not idling and doing nothing.
等候耶和华不是在那里停着什么都不做。
Waiting before the Lord is to seek Him.
等候耶和华就是来寻求他。
Seeking the Lord in the morning.
早上来寻求他。
Seeking the Lord with other brothers and sisters through the online meetings.
与其他弟兄姐妹一起在线上聚会来寻求他。
Seeking the Lord together with your family members.
与你的家人一同来寻求他。
When we wait for the Lord, we should be quiet and wait silently.
当我们来寻求耶和华的时候，我们要安静静默等候他。
When we are silent before him, we rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him.
当我们默然等候他的时候，我们就倚靠耶和华，耐心等候他。
Remember that picture of the first Passover?
记得在第一个逾越节时那个图画吗？
Israelites waited patiently in their house.
以色列人在他们各家当中安心静心地等候耶和华。
They dare not to step out of the houses.
他们不敢走出自己的房子。
There is chaos.Everywhere in the land.
因为在埃及地遍地都在混乱当中。
Only safe place is their houses.
唯有他们自己家中是平安的。
So they wait patiently in their houses.
所以他们在自己的家中耐心地等候耶和华。
But they were not idling.
但他们不是什么也不做。
They ate the flesh of a lamb.
他们在家中吃羊肉。
The Lord was walking mightily outside their houses, they rest in the Lord.
主在外面以大能行事，他们在主的里面安息，自己在家中耐心等候。
They were also instructed to do something else.
他们也被指要做一些其他的事情。
To gird their loins.
就是腰间束带。
With their sandals.
脚上要穿鞋。
And, they have to keep their staff in their hands.
手中也要拿着杖。
So they are prepared for something.
所以他们是为着什么在预备？
They wait patiently in their houses.
他们在自己的家中耐心的等待。
And they trust the Lord will do His mighty work in the land.
他们相信神在埃及地要行那奇妙的大事。
But they wait for the time.
他们在那里等候那时刻。
The time of their deliverance.
就是他们的救恩的时候。
When that time comes.
当那个时间靠近的时候。
They will be ready.
他们就会预备好了。
They gird their loins.
他们束上腰带。
They have their sandals.
他们也穿着鞋。
They have the staff in their hands.
他们手中也拿着杖。
They're ready to go.
他们准备好了就要出发。
Brothers and sisters, we're given a precious time to prepare.
弟兄姐妹，我们有这样一个宝贵的时间来预备。
Prepare for the day.
为着那一日来预备。
Prepare for the day of our deliverance.
就是为着我们救恩的那日来预备。
So this is so precious.
这是何等宝贵。
So let's spend this time wisely.
所以让我们能够来聪明、精明地使用这样的时间。
Wait patiently before the Lord.
能够耐心地等候耶和华。
Let's gird our loins.
让我们腰间束带。
Put on our sandals.
穿上鞋子。
Have our hands the five pillars of hope.
手中也拿着指望的五个柱石。
Brothers and sisters, let's make the best of this time.
弟兄姐妹，让我们能够来最好的使用现在的时间。
We do live in a darkest hours.
我们是活在这样一个黑暗的时刻。
But if we learn to wait before the Lord this way.
但若我们能够学习如此在主面前等候，
We should be able to bring a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord every morning.
那我们每早晨都能够以感谢为祭来献给
神。Then this darkest hour is the best time for us to see the brightest stars in the sky.
这最黑暗的时刻却让我们能够看到那在天空当中最明亮的星。
May the Lord open our eyes this morning.
愿主早上能够打开我们的眼睛。
To see these five pillars of hope.
能够看到这指望的五个柱石。
His loving kindness never ceases.
他的慈爱永远长存。
Let's not forget about this.
让我们不要忘记这一件事。
No matter what happened in our life, the day tomorrow, the day after tomorrow.
无论明日后日发生什么。
Whatever happened to us,
无论什么发生到我们身上，
hold on to these pillars.
愿我们都能够牢牢抓住这个柱石。
His loving kindness, indeed, never ceases.
他的慈爱永远长存。
When we are in trouble,
当我们经历患难的时候，
when we are attacked,
当我们被攻击的时候，
when we see no one is coming to our rescue,
当我们看到没有人来拯救我们的时候。
We need to have the second pillars.
我们需要第二个柱石。
His compassion never fails.
他的怜悯不致断绝。
Many things will fail.
很多的事情都会断绝。
Our health may even fail.
甚至天都要退去。
Our health.
我们自己的健康会断绝。
And our wealth may disappear.
我们的财富也会失去。
Our family may not succeed.
我们的家庭也许不会继续
succeed 成功
不会存留。
His compassion never fail.
但他的怜悯不致断绝。
We face a new challenge every morning.
每早晨我们都会面对一个新的挑战。
We have uncertain things occur to us in the futures.
在将来有很多不确定的事情会发生。
We do not knowWhat each of us will face tomorrow.
我们不知道每一个人明天将会面对什么。
But one thing we know.
但有一件是我们知道的。
One thing we can hold on to our hand today.
有一件今天我们就可以牢牢抓在手中的。
And tomorrow.
明日也可以抓在手中。
They are new every morning.
它就是每一早晨都是新的。
The loving kindness and compassion are new every morning.
神的慈爱和他的怜悯每早晨都是新的。
May we serve him faithfully during this time.
愿我们在这个时间能够忠心的来侍奉他。
And trust the Lord will bring it to pass.
能够相信神必成就这事。
He is faithful.
他是诚实的。
Great is thy faithfulness.
你的诚实极其广大。
We may lose everything.
我们可能会失去所有的。
But the fact that the Lord is our portion will give us hope.
但耶和华是我的份，这个事实能够给我们指望。
These are the five pillars of hope.
这就是指望的五个柱石。
These are the hope that sustained Jeremiah for 40 years.
是这样的指望能够来让耶利米度过这四十年。
And these five pillars of hope will sustain us, all of us, through this difficult time.
那这指望的五个柱石也能够保守我们度过这困难的时刻。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope.
让我们坚守我们所承认的指望。
These five pillars are our confessions of the hope.
这五个柱石是我们所承认的指望。
Let's hold fast them.
让我们牢牢地抓住，
坚守它。Without wavering.
不致摇动。
For he who promised is faithful.
因为那应许我们的是信实的。
We thank the Lord.
我们感谢神。
Lord, he has provided this hope for us.
因为他把这指望来供应给我们。
May the Lord will allow us to come into these words.
愿主让我们能够来进入这些话语当中。
They encourage us every single day.
每一天也都从中得鼓励。
So there will be that shout of joys in every household every morning.
所以每早晨在每一家都能有那喜乐的欢呼。
We thank the Lord for this time.
我们为着这样的时间感谢神。
May the Lord bless every.Brother and sister in every household.
愿主赐福给每一个弟兄姐妹每一家。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Brother, fathers, we thank you this morning.
父，我们早上感谢你。
Give us some opportunity to read your words.
因为你给我们这样的机会能够来读您的话语。
Your word indeed is encouraging.
您的话实在是能够来激励我们。
We pray that this morning would encourage Jeremiah.Will also encourage us today.
我们祷告，那早上那所鼓励了耶利米的，也能够来鼓励我们。
We pray that this time, of staying at home is not a time that we waste.
我们祷告，我们所在家里待着的这段时间能够不被浪费。
We pray that during this dark time, we'll be able to see the brightest stars.
愿借着这个黑暗的时刻，我们能够看到那最亮的明星。
Allow us to grab in our hands these five pillars of hope.
让我们手中能够来牢牢抓住这指望的五个柱石。
Inscribe in our heart that your loving kindness indeed never cease.
能够把这样的话印在我们心中，你的慈爱永远长存。
Your compassion never fail.
你的怜悯不至断绝。
They are new every morning.
他们每早晨都是新的。
Great is your faithfulness.
你的诚实极其广大。
The Lord is our portion.
耶和华是我的份。
What a encouraging word you have provided to us.
你把何等鼓励的话赐给我们。
We pray for our next week.
我们为着下面的一周来仰望你。
That's all of us feast upon your words.
让我们都来思想您的话语。
That's us wait patiently before you.
让我们能够安静等候你。
Prepare for the day of deliverance.
为着救恩的那日来等候预备。
Father, we thank you for your mercies.
父，我们感谢您的怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。阿门。